Welcome to 3 from the 7, Relix's weekly news podcast, chronicling 3 of our biggest news stories from the past 7 days. You already know who it is. It's Rafaela Kenny-Sincotta, the associate editor from Relix. And I am joined here by bassist extraordinaire. The holiday season is upon us, and she's wearing the big red suit, Karina Reichman!
Hey! If you could only see. Raf, how are you, my friend?
What's going on?
Things are good. I leave tomorrow for a West Coast tour, but I'm very happy to catch you in the interim.
So. Where are you hitting in the West Coast? Do you like the West Coast? You're East Coast born and bred.
Yo, I straight up love the West Coast. I'm good to go. I mean, don't worry. I am NYC thorough. I will never leave here. You can drag me kicking and screaming. I would rather be doing some heinous shit to stay here than move anywhere else. Anyway, but that's beside the point.
But West Coast is cool too.
But I love the West Coast. Love you guys. Dude, I get a whole tour that's like, 80% California and then like 15% Oregon and then like whatever the remaining percent is.
So what's your style though? Like NorCal or SoCal?
Well, not to start a mutiny here,
it's a cultural clash.
I got a lot of LA massive out there, and I totally big up them. I love it. When I go to LA, I prefer the West Side. I love Venice and Santa Monica. It's kind of where I like to reside when I'm there. Having said that, I stay in Laurel Canyon sometimes. It's great. It's all great. Love it. God bless you guys. Having said that, gun to my head, you have to move to the West Coast and it's either San Francisco or LA, I gotta go with my Bay, man. To the Bay. I got good pals out there, and I kind of, I subscribe to a city that's 7 square miles because, I like to walk places. Of course, if you walk there too much, you get fucking good looking thighs.
Oh, yeah, the hills.
Because the hills will just kill you, right?
They really will.
So there's no that. But, I like it a little more compact. In LA, I'm always kind of like, oh, shit. And, I don't drive, dude. I don't have a license. I never have. I never will.
You got a license to kill, but not a license to drive.
Just a license to ill. So LA is just not a reasonable place for somebody without a license to live. But
That's true.
Like San Francisco, you could kind of pull that off.
Oh, totally. I went to San Francisco once when I was a kid, and the 7 square miles thing reminds me of this because we were like hiking up these huge hills, and my dad, OG, amazing, Brooklyn born and bred, we're like hiking up the hills, and my dad was like getting out of breath and like being a nice guy, like turned to a random San Franciscan and was like, oh, these hills are killing me. And the guy's like, the city's only 7 square miles. And kept walking, and my dad was like, fuck you, dude.
Like, that is their favorite thing to say. I feel like you can be like, yo, man, how are you? Be like, 7 square miles, man. And then, you could be like, hey, so I'll take a large latte and an Americano to go. And yo, the city's only 7
square miles.
Anyway, I love that about you guys. I'm super stoked to be there. And this time around, we have a show this Saturday, I believe, at the Independent in San Francisco, which is honestly one of my favorite clubs in the country, I gotta say. Big, big up to the Independent. And then we're playing Mr. Bob Weir's club in Mill Valley 2 days after that, after we play, what's it called? Holy shit.
It's Sweetwater Music Hall?
Yes, we're that, but I'm trying to think of what happens in the middle, because it's something hilarious. Santa Cruz or something like that. I don't know. It's gonna be great. So, you get a little San Francisco action, you get some Marin action, it all feels right, and I'm stoked. Yeah, first show's in San Diego, which San Diegans love to tell you that it's the best weather in the country there. You know what I mean? So I'm stoked for it. I have, all bullshit aside, never been to San Diego, which is fucked up, because I feel like I've been to some...
Heard good things.
I'm wildly excited. So I will be flying there tomorrow, then LA, San Francisco. Let's see if I get some of this right. I'll lose it when I get to
Oregon. She never has a piece of paper. It's always
never.
Off the top of the head.
Check it out. All right. Marco Benevento tour. I will be there holding down the bass, and it goes like this. Thursday, San Diego. Friday, LA, Terragram. Boom, let's go. Saturday, the Independent, San Francisco. Then Felton, California, which is a fancy word for Santa Cruz, I believe. I hope I'm not screwing that up horribly. On Sunday. Then come back, Mill Valley, we're playing Sweetwater, I believe. Anyway, yeah. And then God knows what happens. That's where I lose it. Maybe Arcata. anyway, it's going to go crazy. And then we're going to play Portland and Seattle. And anyway, it's literally San Diego to Seattle 10 days in a row, maybe 11, I forget. And looking forward to being there, everybody.
Regular Lewis and Clark here.
Here we go.
Traversing to the West Coast.
Yeah. You know what you say when somebody has like backseat driving or whatever? You go, yeah, settle down, Magellan. It's like, yo, I believe you take a left at the fork and, yep, Magellan, settle down. Anyway.
Well, Magellan died on his journey. So well, that's...
That's right. Right. Look at you. Somebody.
The first man to circumnavigate the globe, but died like 3/4 of the way through the journey. But his ship made it.
Raph, I love how much you paid attention in school.
AP history.
That's
oh,
why
yeah.
you my girl. I couldn't tell you anything. No,
but in the wonderful world of jams, there's always history being made, Karina.
It's true.
And history was made this Sunday, which brings us to our first story. I'm wearing the t-shirt right now.
Oh, yes.
Fish at Nassau Coliseum. It was a hometown show for Raph. Oh. Long Island, represent. Even though I now live in Brooklyn.
Yeah!
Big ups. Williamsburg. But I was on Long Island this weekend seeing Fish at Nassau Coliseum. First time in over a decade that they hit the Coliseum. The venue was arguably not prepared. The lines were crazy.
The concourse, a mess.
Concourse, truly a mess. There was a cup policy that people were not stoked on. Karina, you bought a bottle of water. They took that bottle of water, plastic bottle, unscrewed it, poured it into a plastic cup, and then handed you a plastic cup of water.
Heinous. Heinous.
It just seems like you're creating twice as much garbage.
Straight up plastic crimes, dude. That
you know,
ain't
I mean,
right.
I'm a tree hugger. I'm just like, there's too much plastic being wasted here.
Yo. Yeah, you're right, Raph. And that is just feels excessive and feels like something, you know, the band wouldn't get behind in theory. And nobody should be getting behind that. What the fuck is that?
I also heard through the grapevine a friend of a friend of a friend got kicked out for throwing glow sticks. Which
I had a friend who got kicked out for smoking weed right before the, like, when the lights went down. First song, boom, wow. Gone, kicked out, ripped from his friends.
Jesus.
Kicked out on the street.
Oh, my Lord.
So a lot of stories like that going around with this Nassau stuff. Yeah, right? Having said that, Raph and I didn't get kicked out, which no. I'd like to raise a glass to you.
Yeah, raise a glass.
we're cheersing right now. You can't see. Way to not get kicked out of the Fish show.
Yeah.
I had a tremendous time. I was also at the Providence shows and, you know, not into ranking things because I think that's a bitch ass move because everything is what it is.
Attendance
I mean?
Bias is a thing too.
Having said that, if I were to rank them, I would say Saturday first, Sunday, Friday.
Okay.
Certainly. Having said that, I loved Nassau. And I thought set one really, honestly, I thought set one was exceptional. I really did. And that was wildly fun. I had an awesome time.
Yeah, I mean, the wedge was great. The obviously, it's something like A Man Who Stepped Into Yesterday, a real, like, 1.0 OG Fish tune, which I think kind of nodded to, like, their history at the venue. The Rage was well-placed, a character zero. The Tube Jam, Karina.
The Tube Jam is what the kids are all talking about. And you know what? Rightfully so, Raph. Because, A, as we know, we don't always get a Tube Jam at all. And that one was phenomenal. It really
awesome.
Was sick.
I exclaimed out loud from the very tippy top of the 200 section, they're jamming Tube!
Yeah, as you should. They really did. Oh, that was so fun. I really enjoyed it so much. And then set two, killer. The cities was like, you know, reggae-fied. Kind
it was
of
awesome.
Like, you know.
The transition into it out of the Down With Disease, an unfinished Down With Disease, and then like the... And I listened to the, on Fish Radio, I listened to the show or pieces of the show the day after. And I re-listened to this segue or transition from Down With Disease into Cities. And it was phenomenal. It was one of those things where it kind of hits you from left field. And you're like, oh my God, we're playing Cities now. Amazing, guys.
So fun.
It was great. Yeah. And the first ever Roses Are Free encore, which is surprising to a lot of fans, but it did indeed happen. Into Slave to the Traffic Light to close it out. And I certainly was a slave to the traffic light after the show. Getting an Uber was... it was the hardest experience ever. I tried to get an Uber for literally over an hour.
Oh,
the Marriott was overrun by Wooks. It was a disaster. I ended up just offering a stranger $100 cash to take
no.
me home. And
oh,
it worked, yeah.
Raph.
I like literal like my New York hustle senses were tingling where I was just like, all right, this Uber thing's not going to work. You guys stay here. I'm going to go like find a car.
Yo, that is next level. For next real. Time, I'll teach you. You call Carmel. You get a car reserved for you. 11:45 at the Marriott. You walk over there. You get in your car, and then you peace on out of there. And it'll cost you less than $100. I'll teach you.
Oh man,
just stick with me, Raph. I got you.
That's what I'm saying, Karina. I think our experiences at the show were definitely a little different. You calmly arrived. You calmly left. I'm running around like crazy, like screaming at my friends, just being like, "You guys, wait here. I'm gonna find a car." It's life or death out there. And I'm living and I'm thriving.
And you know what? I respect everything. I think it's wonderful. And there's no right or wrong way to do it, you know?
It's
everybody
true.
Has their own experience at the show, man. We're just all, like, living in, like, our own way, man. Yo.
And tonight is the Met Show, which is going to be less wookish, I would assume, but
more corporate, less
yeah.
wooked.
We're recording on Tuesday, so you, dear listener, already know what happened at the Met Show, but I hope it was cool.
You and me both. I would be there were I not going to get on an early morning flight out of LaGuardia.
Oh, out of LaGuardia?
Yeah.
My condolences.
No, it's cool, you know? What are you going to do? You'll find, Raph, as a new Williamsburg resident, it's going to take you all of 12 minutes to get to LaGuardia next
Damn.
Time you fly out of there. You're going to be shook. You're going
to
be shook.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take it.
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see that.
I'd like to see the first time you fly out of LaGuardia and take a car from your Williamsburg residence and the car costs you $12. You're
wow.
gonna be like, wow, Karina, you
it's
were
gonna
right.
be in the back of an Uber like, oh cool,
yeah, yeah, you know, Karina was right. Anyway, big up to Fish at the Met. Big up to Fish, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a fun thing when you can have Thanksgiving and then make your way up to Providence, see two Fish shows, come down, snow, crazy times, make your way to Long Island, see another Fish show, and then be back home on Monday. Can you even believe that?
Can't believe it.
It's really something, this life. Thanks, Fish, you guys.
Fall tour keeps on going, and then it'll be the New Year's run before you know it. See everybody at Madison Square Garden.
Yo, and pleasant reminder for you, your girl me is doing a Fish after show, night one of the run. That is 12/28. And tickets are going righteously quick, which I'm wildly thankful for. So if you're interested in doing a little of that, probably pick one up, and I'll see you there. We have some surprises and some fun stuff in store. Oh, and I'm playing one the next night, 12/29, with Marco Benevento
Hi-oh.
At Le Poisson Rouge, a.k.a. LPR. So, yeah, I'm stoked on all of this. Thank you. Thank you for listening, dear listener. And guess what? We have an ad read.
Ad read.
Yo, yo, yo.
Karina.
We want to let you guys know all about the new Jimi Hendrix box set, Songs for Groovy Children, the complete Fillmore East concerts.
On New Year's Eve 1969 and New Year's Day 1970, 6 months after the Jimi Hendrix Experience had taken their final bow and 4 months after Woodstock, Hendrix took the stage at the Bill Graham Fillmore East in New York for 4 sets with a new band consisting of his old friend Billy Cox on bass and Electric Flag co-founder Buddy Miles on drums, and they played a new set of tunes marrying Hendrix's guitar heroics to a more soulful, funkier musical sound and lyrics. Though the group broke up a month later, their material anticipated bold steps that Hendrix was able to take before his tragic passing in 1970.
Songs for Groovy Children, the complete Fillmore East concerts, presents all 4 of those historic sets in their entirety.
It's going to be available on digital. It's going to be available as a 5-CD box set or an 8-LP, 180-gram vinyl set. 180-gram vinyl is what you want, Karina.
That's actually, I have my eyes on that, certainly. And you can grab it now on AuthenticHendrix.com, Amazon, or anywhere you stream music, you know?
Yeah. I'm really glad that they reached out to us to be on the podcast. Obviously, we both love Hendrix. Amazing. And you want to get those choice sets. It's cool to see Hendrix kind of what could have been. He died less than a year after these shows, and it was definitely some bold new moves for the god himself.
I like it. I like it a lot. You had me at 180-gram vinyl, you know? Yeah. I'm a sucker. I'm just, you know, tattoo sucker on my forehead, and sell me your 180-gram vinyl, no problem.
Well, there you go. Well, good ad read, Karina. Good job with that.
Likewise. Likewise.
Awesome. Moving on. Story number 2. Pearl Jam is playing a summer tour, but I feel bad for all of us here in the States. It is going to be exclusively in Europe, at least the dates for now announced. They are going to headline Lollapalooza in Stockholm, Sweden, and Lollapalooza in Paris. Karina, do you think you might make one of these happen?
Yo, let's just go, Raph. Let's do the whole tour in one night. What are you going to do?
The whole tour in one night?
Yeah. I mean, I have no plans to. Not gonna lie to you. Having said that, holy shit, would I love to. Mm-hmm. Like, love. I love the Pearl Jam. Not gonna front like I don't. And this would be super, super cool. Wow. Hit a couple of these. Frankfurt, Berlin, Stockholm for the Lollapalooza, go to Copenhagen, Belgium, Italy, Austria, London, Krakow and Poland, Budapest, Zurich, Paris, and then they wrap it all up July 22nd in Amsterdam.
My current roommate now, Sarah, shout out, she listens to the show. She's a huge Pearl Jam fan, and because Pearl Jam rarely plays here in the States these days, the last time she was able to see Pearl Jam, she went to Europe, and I was talking to her about these dates, and she was just like, yeah, I think I'll just go to Europe now.
Good for her. I did not know that about her, and I am also familiar with Sarah, the legend, shout out, and I'm going to have a long, fruitful discussion about Pearl Jam with her. / try and get it on her trip.
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen Pearl Jam. I really want to. Oh. Vedder's a legend. Maybe I'll go to Europe. Who's to say?
I think who's to say is correct. I think you should really take the time. Go with your new roommate. Make it happen. But guess what?
What?
We got story number three coming right up.
Hit
eh?
Me.
We got Krungbin and Leon Bridges, and they have just shared Texas Sun, and they announced a collaborative EP. Which is super, super fun. So they say it's going to come out February 7th, 2020.
I'm super down for this. Both acts are from Texas. Leon is from Fort Worth. Krungbin is from Houston. It's interesting because Krungbin obviously has a real psychedelic instrumental style. Leon is kind of like a throwback R&B guy. But this single, Texas Sun, really blends those two styles together really well. It just dropped today on Tuesday. So give it a listen. And I'm totally down for it. Have never seen Leon, but have seen Krungbin a number of times. And I'm all for this. Now, where's that tour, though?
Yo, that is the good question. Well, they just did that huge tour of Krungbin opening for Leon, which was awesome. So obviously, you know.
Wait, Karina, and who else opened for Krungbin recently?
Oh, I did. I did. Who's a good girl? Me.
Proud of you, Karina.
Scooby snacks. Yes.
Always on your side.
Who opened for Krungbin?
Who did it?
Yeah, well, I did it. Yeah, I did it. Yeah. Anyway, love Krungbin. Had a great time at, I saw that, you know, the Leon Bridges with Krungbin show at Radio City, and that was a fantastic time all around. And you know, one could assume that the juices were just flowing on that tour. And they were like, yo, we should make shit together.
Yeah.
And then they high-fived on it or some shit like that. And then they made it happen. And, like, I love stuff like that, Raph.
Yeah.
That's what we live for.
For real.
When you're an artiste and you're touring with another artiste and you're all like, yo, mutual respect. We should do some shit together. Like, that is just dope. And, you know, like you say, the melding of the two styles and, you know, just Texas flavor.
Oh, yeah. Lone Star State in the house.
I love it. Yeah, straight up. Anyway, stoked for this in a big way. I love the tune.
Yeah, I love the tune, too. It's great.
Super
Everybody
cool.
Check it out. Streaming on whatever you stream on. Karina, what's your preferred streaming platform?
Not going to lie to you. I am a Spotify user.
As am I.
I do still buy quite a few things on iTunes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
I do. I have like a Mac Daddy, like a big computer with like mad hard drives. It's like souped up from like, I don't know, 2011 whatever, that has shit tons of storage.
Do you have a VHS player too?
I know, right? What else do you have, Karina? Do you have some DAT decks you'd like to share with me? Do you have a DAT?
He's like, reader? I have an 8-track that you will not believe.
Yo,
dude.
I do. Straight up. No, I have, like, you know, one of these big computers with, like, mad hard drives and mad RAM and all that shit. And I do have, like, a 50,000 song collection.
Wow.
That, like, when I do my DJ sets or whatever, like, I like to have an archive of this shit because
mm-hmm.
I need to. Because you need to own the files if you're going to put them into Serato, you know what I'm saying, and put some tape delay on that. Anyway, so, yeah. I am a Spotify user for like the quick and immediate, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta check out this new Krungbin Leon Bridges tune. Boom, it's on Spotify. But then oftentimes I will go home and purchase it on my big desktop computer. Archaic. Right after listening to my Mo Dats from 1999.
Right after you get off Napster.
Right after I get off Napster and, you know, listen to some Ulu and Uncle Sammy and, you know, Yoke and Strange Folk. And
I mean, that being said, I have plenty of CDs. I inherited my dad's CD collection, which is like hundreds and hundreds of CDs. So I'll throw a CD in every once in a while.
Good
but I'm Spotify usually.
God bless you. Listen, there's no right or wrong way. This whole recorded music industry is fucked anyway. We're all, you're damned if you do, you're damned
if
you don't.
That's coming from a professional.
Yeah, let me tell you. That's why, you know, Relix, big up to Relix. We are supporting here. I mean, you know, support all kinds of music and various things, but like it's really based around live music scene, which is where there's money to be made and fans to be gained and whatnot. Record labels don't have the power they did, you know, 30 years ago.
I also have a, did you hear this thing that Grimes said? Indie star Grimes.
Oh, I did see that, yes.
Slash, like, you know, arguable tech capitalist Grimes. She said that live music is going to be like obsolete, which I think is one of the more uneducated things I've heard someone say.
I didn't appreciate that either. I do think that was some definite like Brooklyn Vegan clickbait going on.
Oh, totally.
Which was a shame that like of like I'm sure whatever Grimes said in that interview, there was other, you know, there were other points, but they were like, ooh, we're gonna highlight that.
Yeah, man, journalists are the worst.
Yo, you guys are straight up twisted. Nah, I like you, Raph. You good journalist, man.
I'm one of the good ones.
Sell me out like that. Even if I'd said some total clickbait-worthy shit, which I'm just waiting to. I can't wait to say, like, some just, you know,
something
outlandish.
Controversial.
Yeah. Oh, got nothing for you yet.
I know, right? I was like, I don't know. I mean, you're pretty middle
no,
of the road.
No, I'm just, I love everybody. Everybody's
yeah,
great.
It's all love, fam.
It's all love, man. It's all love. Whether you use Spotify or, you know, Tidal, you buy stuff on iTunes, or you just got that DAT collection that you just keep ripping. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good on you. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the end of our road here.
We made it.
This has been great. I'm so sad that I will not be here in person next week, but I will call in from the West Coast, wherever it is that I reside, and we're going to have a great conversation over the phone, Raph, but
absolutely.
I will miss you.
I always miss you, Karina.
It's so deep. It's so deep. Don't forget to sign up for the Relix Daily 7 at relix.com/daily and subscribe to Relix Magazine at relix.com/subscribe.
And shoot us an email, raphandkarina@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys. And I hope you enjoy this intro and outro music. New intro, outro, Elevator by Karina.
Oh, you guys, you're so good to me. This is Elevator. I can't wait for you to hear it.
Get elevated.
Get elevated. Going up, you know what they say. Elevator. Thanks, everybody. This has been wildly enjoyable. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Keep it surreal. Be good to each other. Goodbye. We'll be right back.